Before I was saved, I did things I wanted to do. I went places I wanted to go. But now that I'm saved, I don't belong to myself, but I belong to Jesus. That's right. He purchased me with a price, and now I desire to follow him. My friend, he will give you the desires of your heart. But the wonderful thing about the Lord is that his desires become my desires, and now I want to follow him.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
The Word of God is so good. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 22, verse 3. The Bible said, "Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12." Wow! Can you imagine? This is what the Bible says. Now, I know that others might have a different view or idea about Judas Iscariot, but I can assure you of this one thing. He did not make it into heaven. No, my friend. He's not in some holding place. There's no praying him out. My friend, he betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. He turned his back on him. And I think it's imperative that we understand the seriousness of this. I mean, he went the wrong direction. He opened himself up to Satan and demonic influences. And I fear for those today possibly that could be doing the same thing, getting into things that they ought not be getting into. But I know that Judas messed up. He could have turned. He could have truly repented. He could have followed the Lord. He could have done what was right. But my beloved, it's too late for Judas. But just because it's too late for Judas doesn't mean that it's too late for you. You don't have to be a Judas. You can make right choices. You can make right decisions. Today, you can make decisions that are based upon the Word of God. And by God's grace, you can do what's right in His sight. You can live for the Lord. You can serve Him. You can go by the way of God. You can choose to live righteously. You can go down the right path. You don't have to open yourself up to evil things. The Bible says, abstain from the very appearance of evil. Don't touch what is unclean. Separate yourselves from that which is evil and cling to that which is good. You can live for God right now and today. You can serve Him with all of your heart. But my friend, think about it. Judas was so near the Lord, and yet he was so far away. He rubbed shoulders with Jesus. He was there with him for 3 years. He saw and witnessed the miracles. He heard the words spoken from the gracious lips of the one who created the heavens and the earth. He saw his tender compassion towards the hurting. He broke bread with him. They dipped in the same bowl. Yet his heart was far from him. Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss. There came a time when Judas opened his heart to the devil. For the Bible says Satan entered into him. He became demon-possessed, ruled by the devil himself. See, we leave our glimpse of this man with two lessons, I believe, in mind. Number one is that the journey into sin gains momentum. We never know where a wrong path may lead us or end. Sin only needs opportunity to carry us to its utmost depths. And the great danger for the church today is that it thinks too lightly of sin. And if you say anything against it, then you're looked down upon as judging or being legalistic, or they say that you're not supposed to judge. Well, we like that one. But the truth is, we become tolerant of sin. It's just about anything goes. You can do anything you want and still make it to heaven. But that's the mentality that I see in many today. But secondly, it's sadly possible to be associated with Jesus, to hear his gracious words, witness his wonderful works, yet refuse him in our hearts. My friend, it's possible to be so close to God and yet be so far away from Him. May we not be like Judas, who not only betrayed Jesus, but rejected Him. You may be sitting in church. You may sing a Christian song. You might hear the preaching of His Word. You can be involved in ministry. You can be in His presence. And yet your heart can be far from Him. My friend, I pray that we not be like a Judas, but our heart would not be far from God, but our heart would be for God, close to Him, walking with Him, and doing what is right in His sight.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.